Blog Talk Radio.
Officially begin. Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Enseroma. And as always, I want to start us off with honoring the ancestors. And as everyone should know, this is Black History Month. And so, more importantly, to be making sure I start off honoring the ancestors. So please join me as I invoke them, and you can say the names of your ancestors out loud. It always is helpful, and without further ado, here we go. Creator. Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your blessing and mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to call out to our ancestors. Ancestors, 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 we call out to you during this opening to 2023 as we transition onward from the double fire year and into a powerful nature year. So please continue to enable us to guide through, walk through this very transformative year as gently as possible. Enable us to express our grief unapologetically and to receive all of the compassion, support, and encouragement that we need to keep moving forward. Continue to enable us to stop being in resistance to this new earth, new age, and new earth consciousness, and guide us gently and lovingly into our personal renaissance. As we dare to live out our new narratives, enable us to remember that these are divinely scripted for ourselves and for the world. And most importantly, continue to enable us to move forward from the dark ages of modernity by placing our heads below our hearts, valuing people over profits, and, of course, choosing love over fear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Ashe Aho Asa Ashinga Bismillah. And so it is. Yes, yes, yes. So it is. So, my dears, we have moved into our fire month, one of three fire months that we'll have this year, February. And February holds a lot of energies around, Black History Month. It's the first fire month. We have Valentine's Day. Sometimes we have Mardi Gras or Carnival in like they call it in Brazil, you know, leading up to very high holy days in the Christian belief system. So it's this, you know, really interesting month before we get into March, which becomes spring. And so I was given this wonderful, wonderful channel about this year being a focus on adversity as the engine of success. Yeah, yeah. And out of that, I was also gifted with these wonderful collective commitments that we can use to create our own personal commitments, but also being aware that this is something that all of us can be doing as well. And so tonight I am going to open up with my first offering of the first commitment, which is about taking credit. And here's what I'm going to do for and with you tonight. I'm going to give you first a Black History moment. Then I'm going to talk about why taking credit for being here is so important, especially right now. And then talk about ways to celebrate yourself from a higher timeline. And then, of course, I'll give you a personal growth opportunity in regards to celebrating yourself. Yes, yes, yes. My quote for tonight, which I'm so behind, didn't get a chance to write out, but I'll share it with you. It was in the description. And it came from a man who unfortunately died from drug overdose, I believe. But he was one of the founders of a punk rock band called the Ramones. And his name is Dee Dee Ramone. And he basically is saying, you know, I want to congratulate myself. I want to pat myself on the back. I want to cheer myself on, you know. And it's that kind of energy that I want to share with you tonight about the importance of us really taking a moment to really value the fact that we are still here. Yeah, really, really important. So let me give you a Black History moment. And it's with Jackie Robinson, Jackie R. Robinson, who I chose specifically because of that annual theme that diversity is the engine to our success. And, Jackie, of course, knew that very upfront and personal in a way that not a lot of us have had to do to that degree because of his willingness to step into being the first black man allowed into Major League Baseball. And as you can see in this collage here, you know, he was just an all-around athlete. He did, you know, running and, you know, for UCLA, he went to UCLA. There is a statue of him outside the Rose Bowl, which I was shocked when I found that. I didn't realize he played football. And then, of course, he was just a marvelous football player, and he is in the Cooperstown Hall of Fame for baseball. But he, to me, just really represents such a great example of how adversity does not have to break you, but that adversity can actually grow you. And, you know, Jackie Robinson, after he retired, still worked very tirelessly towards civil rights, towards, you know, making this world a place that anybody, regardless of what your color, can be doing what it is that you love to do. So taking a moment to honor and thank Jackie Robinson for his great courage and for his ability to, again, demonstrate to us that, yes, adversity can be and should be the engine of our success. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So let's move into this whole piece about us really taking time to celebrate ourselves, to really love on ourselves for being here, because let's be very clear that COVID came as the cosmic flashlight in 2020 to shift things up. And in this picture you have here, it was one of the Wisdom Walk talks I did, but I was saying, here's how we need to respond and navigate through COVID showing up. And as you can see, it's all these very high timeline things. It's acceptance. It's about compromise. It's about consciously practicing gratitude. It's about being compassionate to the entire globe, being flexible and adapting to change. And so these things have really, you know, pushed us into a new level of awareness about who we are as human beings and what it is that we're really here to do, which is always, always a wonderful thing. So taking credit, and, you know, it's something that you might think it's egoic, but it's not. It really is about taking time to realize how far you've come and the fact that your resiliency worked, you are still here. Why? So that moving forward, you do it from a place of strength, of validation, of optimism. Yeah, you know, an unbridled optimism is what we should have going on, because this is powerful. This is not a little thing. And so I wanted to take some time to talk with you about celebrating you and why, again, this is so, so, so important. So this is the stuff that didn't come out on my printer, so I got a peek at what I wrote in the hand, but I can give you a nice little photo to look at while I'm reading about taking credit and the fact that you're still standing. So here's why this is so important right now for us to be aware of this. First off, you're taking credit for surviving the opening of the new age, of the new era, and the new earth. And you are among the souls that chose and were granted permission to be here on the earth plane at this time to have this experience. So this is really part of a very, very powerful and high sacred contract. Yeah. And you must really, really believe that. Really open up to learning how to understand that if it's confusing for you, because, you know, not everybody is supposed to be here. And we know that there's just been an, you know, unprecedented amount of people who have died over the last 3 years here in the 21st century, where we thought we beat out microorganisms, and one came along to tell us, no, you're still human, and, you know, there really is a higher order in direction. So once we understand that we're supposed to be here, you know, the reason we want to be really conscious is so we can move forward with confidence. So we can deepen our belief in that higher purpose, that sacred contract, so that we can allow ourselves to receive more support. Imagine that. So we can accept new challenges from a growth mindset of self-love versus self-judgment and fear. Yes. And I think that positioning yourself to take credit for what you have come through, for where you are at, having a consciousness about that, it is also going to enable you to transcend being a victim to the adversities that will show up this year for you personally and for us collectively as humans. So you really, really, really want to be able to allow yourself to really feel good right now. Like right now, like me with all the craziness, all the chaos I was going through to get this broadcast and podcast going, you know, but I'm like, how wonderful that I get an opportunity to do this. Like, it's so wonderful. What a blessing, you know. And so keeping ourselves in that place of hopefulness, of gratitude, of optimism. You know, I had a really cool experience yesterday where I met a man, happened to be a black man, here in SoCal, the Whole Foods health food store, and we got into this deep conversation. Like, we're standing up talking in the aisle for like an hour and a half, you know. It was almost like a doppelganger for me in male, because he's somebody who had gone to Ivy League college and studied literature, you know, was into acting and writing and film and making films, you know. It's just too funny. But he said to me, as we talked about, you know, what's going on in the world, what's happening, he said, you know, I think I'm getting a little too pessimistic. And I talked to him about the fact that that's a distraction. Pessimism is a distraction, because being pessimistic isn't going to change anything. And if you're here to be an influencer of change, if you're here to be guiding people into a new level of awareness, pessimism is the last thing you need to be diving in and soaking in. And so he was talking to me about, well, how do I get out of it? And I said, okay, there's a lot of things you can do. You can train your brain not to be in that. But one of the ways is for us to take credit. Yeah, to take credit and to celebrate ourselves. And so I'm going to give you now some of the ways in which you can celebrate yourself, where you can go beyond it being just about, oh, let me go out and party, you know. And that's okay, too. That's very okay, too. But I'm going to talk about you celebrating yourself from a higher timeline. And anytime we talk in higher timeline, we're talking about going from me and just about me to we. In other words, I'm going to be inclusive in how it is that I'm expressing my joy and my happiness, that I'm still standing, that I'm still here. Yeah, yeah. So here are some of the ways in which you can do that. This is a suggestion for celebrating you in the higher timeline. First thing in the morning, look in the mirror and tell yourself that you love you unapologetically. Yes, this is not about ego. This is about echo. This is about engaging cosmic opportunities. And we can't do that if we're judging, blaming, feeling guilt, feeling shame, feeling blame, feeling victim consciousness. No. So this is a wonderful practice. And I tell you, if you do this for 40 days in a row consistently, you're going to feel some really powerful energy moving through you. Yeah, it's really powerful. Next, express your love to someone unapologetically, meaning you don't need for them to say back, I love you, because you're not doing it for that. You're doing it to celebrate that I'm still standing and I get this opportunity to tell someone I love you, to be expressing love. Yeah, that's a really powerful thing. And then my third suggestion is this, which is to intend to make a loving gesture to a member of your family or community by cooking them a meal, inviting them to watch a movie, inviting them to go dancing, or sharing a wellness routine. And the idea here, again, is just to allow yourself to go from it's only about me to, yeah, how can I serve? How can I share, right? How can I share my joy, my excitement that I'm still here, I'm still standing, and that other people are too, right? Yeah. So my challenge to you, my home practice to you for the next 2 weeks is for you to be able to celebrate you, take that on. Find ways beyond my suggestions or use one or two of my suggestions to really celebrate you. And let me know what goes on. You know, tell me about how that feels. What happens? What do you notice that is different when you are celebrating you? So I want to jump now to my Sarah saying for this month. And this was posted on the kitchen cabinet in her home. And it says, your body is a neon sign as to what is going on in your spirit and your emotions. It's an inside-out job, folks. Thank you, Mama Sarah, for that. Ashe, ashe, ashe. So I am coming to the close of my time with you tonight. And I want to, as always, just take a moment to thank my wonderful Blog Talk Black Hole Radio engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family for continuing to find a way to give me platform and to support me in communicating and getting out these messages to you. Of course, I also want to do a shout-out to all my regular listeners and watchers out there, those of you who have wisdom walked with me, those of you who want to wisdom walk with me, those of you who will be wisdom walking with me, and to know that, yes, I do this for you. Absolutely, I do this for you. And also, I want to shout-out to my family on the East Coast. Hi, family. I love you. To my family in the Midwest, hi, family, I love you. And to my family out here on the West Coast, new family like Yumi and Bill, mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Also, a shout out to all my spiritual kin, all my transformational leadership colleagues, and all my medicine brothers and sisters here and around the world. Thank you. Big thank you. I couldn't be doing this work without your presence and your walking on this planet at this time. Yes, yes, yes. Now, as a reminder, I will be live streaming my elemental wisdom for the month. Today, we are in an Earth week, and it's all about receiving support. Really important. I will get that out to you as soon as possible. I just couldn't do three live streams in a row, folks. I'll just really be crazy. I got to take a little break. But I will do my second part of the astrology for you. And if my Wi-Fi is slowing down because I just got a flash, I apologize for that. You know, when you're live streaming and you're not directly plugged in, that can happen. But hopefully in a minute, it's better. I also wanted to say that I will be repeating this broadcast, and of course the live stream will always be available to you, but the podcast next week on Sunday, February 12th, which is Super Bowl day, and then I will continue my spiritual spill about take credit, talking about fulfillment of your higher needs, and I'll do that on Sunday, February 19th. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Now, please, 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 Have a fabulous Earth Week. Again, receiving support. We're not out of COVID yet. There's still microorganisms. It's still doing its, you know, growth thing. So please take care of yourselves. Be cautious. Use science safety. Not think that, oh, this person's okay, you know, and then listen to your intuition. That's what I do. I really do. I ask spirit. It's like, can I go there? Can I do this? You know, and I have been very blessed that I have not had COVID come visit me since it appeared in 2020. So, and I do hope that I continue to stay healthy. It is my intent. But I just want to share that with you, you know, set that intention that you can stay healthy by taking good, good care of yourself. And as always, I want to close with reminding you that you are not disposable. In fact, you truly are divine. Have a beautiful next couple of weeks, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now. That was very powerful.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.